welcome to the Daily Reprieve, where we provide SA speaker meetings, workshops, and conferences in podcast format. We are an ad-free podcast. If you enjoy listening, please help us be self-supporting by going to donate.thedailyreprieve.com and drop a dollar or two into the virtual basket. Please consider donating monthly by clicking the Donate Monthly button. However, one-time donations are always welcome. Just click the Donate Now button. Now, without further ado, this episode of The Daily Reprieve.
All right, over to you, Daniel. Thanks, brother.
Oh, okay. Straight in. Hi, everyone. My name is Daniel, and I am a very grateful recovering sexaholic. Hope that you could hear me okay. I have not spoken for a while, so I appreciate the opportunity to blabber for 15 to 20 minutes. Thanks, Jason. I'll do it in my original English accent, probably best.
Did you want me to time you?
No, we're okay. I'll watch it. I'll keep an eye. You can shut me up anytime that you want to. Okay. Okay. So yeah, this group is called the Rock Bottom Group. It's definitely interesting that a lot of the focus on my program at the moment is rock bottom. I think that after a period of a few months where I've been very busy with other things, God has blessed me with a couple of sponsees that are both working step one right now. And there's a lot of focus on that step one, on that hitting that rock bottom or not hitting that rock bottom, which is basically something that just doesn't happen by itself. It's kind of that's what it says in the literature, that I don't hit rock bottom until I stop digging, because I can never go further. I think that the thing about lust, the thing that I learned about lust in my 30 years or so of acting out, is that it cannot be satiated. There is no end to what to where I can go with lust. It can never ever be. In other words, I can have 40 tabs open and it's not enough. I need to open up another 10. And then when I finish whatever it is that I'm doing and I close all the tabs because I'm just drained or tired, you know, within a few minutes, I will start to crave again that hit. It basically cannot be satiated. Satiated is a word that means satisfied. I'll always need more. And that's the magic about lust. And lust is what they say lust is always needing more or different than exactly what God is giving me right now. And that is very difficult for me, because my default is that I'm not happy with what I have right now and I want more. I'm greedy, I guess. It's a form of greed. I'm also uncomfortable and I just need more. I want more love. I want more sex. I'm needy for it. And in my experience, however it was that my acting out manifested, and it manifested in so many different ways, because lust is really insidious. And if you take porn away from me, then I'll find it in the streets. And if you give me lots of money, I'll go and buy it. And if I just hanging around doing nothing, then I'll try and take it from my wife. Whatever it is, I'll need more. And so I'm very grateful to say that my lust sobriety over the past, I guess, 5.5, 6 years or whatever it is pretty good, because I really did hit my own form of a bottom. I was done. I came to realize that this was my reality, that I recognized in myself that no matter how much lust I needed and wanted and was trying to take, I would always want more and it would never be satisfied. And I wanted a new way. I wanted a new result. I wanted a new way of living. The only way that I found that new way of living was by putting myself into full-time recovery and working the steps multiple times. I caused a lot of damage. And I caused a lot of damage in my relationship with my wife and in the relationship with my children. And that kind of helped me along the way. That was the unmanageability to a certain degree. But really the unmanageability was me trying to me trying to run the show, me trying to play God at all times. And nothing much has changed, really. I'm still trying to play God, I think. I'm still trying to manipulate things around me to go my way. I think that the main difference is that whereas before I didn't really care about the consequences, and I didn't really, very often I was being an agent for God's destruct, for God to, for his, for him to give a negativity to the world. In other words, we can be either a negative influence or a positive influence. And I think it's kind of a choice to be negative or positive. I choose today to attempt on a daily basis to have a positive influence on the world. And that is part of the prayer that I say on a daily basis, or try to say on a daily basis, is help me to be, to put your words in my mouth, put your thoughts in my head. Let my actions be your actions. Let you, in other words, what you want for the positive, let me be a positive influence on the world. I think it's a really powerful prayer. The reason why I said that the title of this talk is Thank You, God, I didn't think about it. Jason just asked me to speak and I said, okay, and said, what's the name of the talk? And said, Thank You, God. Well, Thank You, God is something that my sponsor talks about a lot. It's basically the core, one of the most simple prayers. It's a prayer of gratitude. Thank you, God, is something that I can say if I have a wet dream. You know, thank you, God, is something that I can say if someone's being mean to me, if I'm being hurt by someone. What thank you, God, does is it puts God right back into the center of my life and takes me out of the center. I spend my default in the center. My life, me in the center, is me running the show. It's me manipulating the world around me. And it's me making myself the most important factor in my life, where everyone has to serve me. Thank you, God, pushes that aside and it puts God back in the center and it makes me right-sized. Gratitude as a result of the thank you is so critical. I think one of the keys, I think, to step two is gratitude, because there is so much to be grateful for. Everything that I get from my higher power is a gift. And the gratitude behind that, to say thank you, God, to bring him back into it. And it's not self-produced, it's not self-will. Self-will is the actual disease, the dis-ease of my existence, is me running the show. And that's what the Big Book taught me, and that's kind of what I came to realize through working the steps. So the gift of recovery, which is another word for what I call growing up, is that in my dis-ease, in my active addiction, I spend my time and my life serving myself, serving my needs. That really is the core of what sex with self is, self-serving. It's the ultimate selfishness. And in my recovery, I'm finally growing up and trying to be helpful and useful and trying to be an agent of God's goodness. So yeah, it's like, thanks to my sponsor, these words, thank you, God, words that I don't say often enough, and I could say more. And when things are tough, that's really, it's the negative gratitude. When things are hard, things aren't easy. I think that one of the gifts of the program is, no matter how difficult life is, I can handle life. In active addiction, when things were difficult, I could act out and that would handle life for me. I could act in, go into my inner world. I could go into fantasy, separate myself from the rest of the world, and that would make life easy. Acting out however I would act out, in my, whether it was in my sex addiction or in my workaholism or in using substances, whatever it was to escape. In recovery, I'm growing up and I'm able to actually face life even if things are tough. And even when things are tough, and they are tough, We all go through tough times. And like most people do not have a perfect life all the time. I definitely don't have a perfect life. And yet at the same time, I have an amazing life. I have so many gifts. And thank you, God, is the acknowledgement of those gifts. And so I don't really have much more to share. Like I said, I could babble on probably for another 7 minutes on this topic, but I think it's like, I'd like to hear other people's experiences and, you know, leave it at that, Jason. But, you know, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the gift of sobriety today. Thank you, God, for the gift of my family and my employability and my brain, my health and my friends and this fellowship. And you guys, just a few minutes. Thank you, God.
I would like to thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Reprieve, the best source for experience, strength, and hope for SA members. Please subscribe to this podcast to be alerted of new episodes. Please show your support by donating to The Daily Reprieve by going to donate.thedailyreprieve.com and choosing either monthly donations or a one-time donation by clicking Donate Now. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode of The Daily Reprieve.